Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on Radio MD or iHeart or wherever you download us from. Thanks very much for doing so. We have a wonderful guest on today. The book she's written is already in paperback, and you only get paperback after hard copy if it's really good. So this is a great book written by Cassandra Quave, Quave, Cassandra Quave, Quave.com is her website. And of course, we are sponsored, as usual, by Life's First Naturals with an S, Life's First Naturals.com, the makers of both Truebiotics and Bovine Colostrum. You can find out more about the double-blind studies they've done to show how beneficial these are for vaginal health, for immune health, for, in the case of the bovine colostrum, for people who exercise a lot or who take, if you will, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Our guest exercised a lot in the prologue to her book when she was in the Florida swamp. And I'm always scared of Florida swamps because of critters that come there. So I was riveted in reading it just to make sure that she was going to survive her adventures. She is the plant hunter, P-L-A-N-T, hunter, a scientist's quest for nature's next medicines. She is the herbarium curator. I don't even know how to pronounce that well enough, but essentially it's a curator of herb growth area and an associate professor of dermatology and human health at Emory. She's the co-founder and CEO and chief science officer of Phytotech LLC, a drug discovery firm dedicated to developing solutions from botanicals for the treatment of recalcitrant antibiotic-resistant infections. I love that phrase, recalcitrant antibiotic-resistant infections. She has written just a great, wonderful book, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about it. But one of the things we probably don't all appreciate is how valuable plants are and how well they fight off infections. Some of the substances, some of the things that are related to plants must be awful good, since the plants have survived an awful long time and survived the bacteria and other things, fungi and viruses in the air. Is there a plant equivalent, Cassandra, if I can call you that? Do you want me to use is it okay if I use your first name?
Yeah, absolutely.
Cassandra, is there a plant equivalent of a tree or flower getting a viral infection?
Oh, sure. Plant pathogens abound. They're a big problem in modern agriculture. That's why we have to spray them with different pesticides and treat them when you grow the same species in large amounts.